Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Back on the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to talk some high school basketball, local style. Today, joining us over the phone, we have Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dinos, who ended a five-game losing skid last night by topping Mazer Prep at home. Coach, it's great to get you on and talk about last night's game. Thank you for the time today.
Well, it's good to be here.
I mentioned it, Coach, five-game losing skid. It's now done. Sometimes you just need one breakthrough performance to kind of erase that taste and kind of recharge the batteries, and let's hope that was the case last night. A much-needed win for you guys in league play.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge win for us, especially in league play. I mean, and, you know, I hate to talk about the five-game losing streak, but, you know, we kind of talked about this before we got on here about, you know, we were in some close games. A few games I feel like we very easily could have won, but, you know, we came out on the wrong end with those. And, you know, coming into last night, we knew it was a game that was winnable, but we also knew that we couldn't take that team lightly. They're a big team. They're a scrappy bunch. They jumped out on us, you know, scored 22 points in the first quarter. And I didn't, I wasn't really concerned about it. Our guys were kind of hyped up, and we settled down and, you know, ended up taking the lead and just kind of ran with it from there. But last night was a big win, you know, for the team. And last night, I think, was probably our best team win of the season. You know, we had three guys in double figures, one guy with nine. So it was a good team victory, you know, on the defensive and the offensive end for us. And, you know, they made it close in the end and hit a couple shots. But, you know, we hung on to it. And I kind of enjoy those wins where they, you know, the other team kind of makes it tight and you figure out a way to withstand it, you know, make some free throws down the stretch and, you know, pull it out.
When you get to the locker room, Coach, following a five-game skid like that and the boys can celebrate a victory, is it relief? Is it joy? Is it quiet? I mean, what's the reaction from a team, especially last night in the locker room following that win?
You know, for me, it's I just love seeing the guys excited. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. You know, they're excited any win they get, but especially after that, they knew they needed that one, and they were excited last night. And I'm just happy to see those guys celebrate. You know, I mean, that's not about coaches, it's not about anything. It's about seeing those guys, you know, succeed and work hard and succeed. I'm happy to see those guys, and I'm proud of those guys the way they played last night. And you know, a lot of pressure was on those guys last night with knowing they needed a win. To really kind of solidify their first round and you know they did what they had to do to get the W. So you know, a locker room, it's just fun to see those guys. They blare the music, they dance, they celebrate after every win. It doesn't matter if it's a region win or whatever win it is. They're excited and they're pumped up no matter what.
Jordan Vasquez, one of the three seniors on this year's team, scores 19 points, knocks down four shots from deep last night in the win. Again, this is a kid that you and I have talked about before, but he's so important to the production and the pace of this offense, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, if he's shooting the ball well, I mean, it takes our offense to a whole nother level. You know, he was not shooting the ball extremely well early last night, and they were shooting free throws, and I put my arm around him, and I said, hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to not let everybody in the gym know that you're not hitting shots just by, you know, kind of how he's holding himself. And you know, and after that, he stepped it up on defense and started, you know, playing better defense. And then he went down and hit two shots within a minute of the end of the first half. And his buzzer beater at the end of the second quarter put us up by one. So it was, you know, we closed on I can't remember what it was. We were down 10 at one point. Ended up just going on a run and taking the lead out for the half. But he was a big part of that. And then he, you know, hit a couple more shots in the second half and kind of got us going a little bit. But you're right. He's a guy that he can attack the hoop. He can finish unbelievably well for the size he is. And he can shoot from the outside. And he can you know, hit a couple at any given moment. So.
You mentioned how you were really nervous. You guys faced with a deficit at the end of that first quarter. What was the big difference in the second and third quarters where you guys took control of that game last night?
Our defense settled down in the second quarter, and you know, we cleaned up a few stuff in between, you know, on that break between the first and second quarter. and cleaned up a few stuff. I got them settled down a little bit, and they came out and played a heck of a lot better defense, rebound the ball better, and we ran the floor a little bit better, kind of like we were, you know, we had planned to run the floor a little more than we have in the past, and I thought we did that a lot better, but it was mainly our defense in that second quarter, in that third quarter. I think we outscored them, what was it, 22 to 10 in the third, if I remember right, or I can't remember, something like that, but you know, our defense held them, and when you're playing good defense, your offense just starts clicking. So, you know, the defensive changes and the defensive scheme of things kind of, you know, started going our way, and you know, we just kind of didn't look back from there very much. So,
again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbonetto Boys Basketball Squad. Coach, you guys played so many road games on the early portion of this league schedule, and now you get to finish at home. It's so difficult to win on the road anyway, but when you play in a region that's this close, I mean, your guys' schedule at the beginning of the year was really, really difficult when you consider those road games. Is it nice to be able to finish this out at home?
Oh, it's fantastic to be able to go three in a row at home to close that region. You know, whether people think about it or not, it's hard to go on the road in region and win. It doesn't matter how good you are. You got to show up. I was always taught that when you're on a road game, you start out down 10 just for having home court advantage for the other team, you know. So you're going in pretty much down 10. It's a battle the whole way. And you know, fans and just the atmosphere is different on the road. And, you know, playing in a different gym, it's just a lot of things add up. And it's hard. And it seemed like we were – you know, playing three on the road for every one at home early in the year, and so it didn't help the situation. But I mean, you're right. It's really nice to you know, end with three at home. You know, three winnable games at home, and if we can do that and gain a little momentum going into that first round, I mean, that'd be fantastic.
Plus minus in points scored compared to, you know, points against, that's a statistic that can really, really be screwed. I mean, you have to take a look at what it is and actually look at games and look at the margin of defeats and the margin of victories to get a clear grasp on that statistic. It's one that can be altered. But at the same time, when I look at what you guys have accomplished, points scored to points against, you're plus two. And I think that's a testament to how difficult this region is and how, you know, how much parity is in this region, Coach, because you guys really haven't been blown out of any region contest. You're 4-6 in league play, and that plus minus is two. I mean, that right there is a telling stat.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that just kind of shows that we've been in most of the games. You know, there was two games that got away from us a little bit. You know, we went to Delta and we let a kid go off for like 35 on us, and it got away. I mean, we still battled and we, you know, cut it, but, you know, end score didn't, you know, it was kind of looked like a blowout, I guess. And then we went to Providence Hall just the other day. It was, you know, they had their way with us, and we didn't shoot the ball well. We really didn't do anything that well. But other than those two games, I mean, we're right there with a lot of games. You know, we played Union the first time, we were there, but you're right. And you look at some of the scores other than us, you know, most of them are pretty close. You know, you got UAV, who's been in most of their games, most of their losses. You know, they've been right there with a chance to win, or you know, giving themselves a chance to win in the end. But it is a tough region. Anything can happen on any given night. You know, that Mazer prep team, they're a big team and they're scrappy, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, one of their last few games they go in and steal one from a top, you know, one of the higher ranked teams in the region. So it's going to be fun to watch how it comes down the wire.
Coach, if we look at where we're sitting at right now as far as region play goes and having the final three games at home and how much of a factor that can really play. I mean, Juab, that's a game that I know you're probably still looking back on. That one probably hurts. I mean, let's just be honest. Losing the way you guys lost at the end of that contest and knowing that you're just one game back of Juab in the loss column right now. But really, you guys have an opportunity to climb up into getting that four. I'd say that a four spot is really realistic for this team, considering that you guys had a five-game losing skid at one point in time this season. I mean, these two final games, it could really be a huge boost for this team. It's kind of amazing that you could still climb to be a four seed.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And that Juab, funny you mentioned that Juab loss, because I actually don't tell my people I work for, but I was kind of watching that during one of my weightlifting classes. But I was watching that, and, you know, we didn't shoot the ball well and still gave ourselves a chance to win in the end. And that Jordan Vasquez just got ran over on that game-winning three, and the refs kind of just looked the other way with it. And so, you know, it didn't go our way, but that's not the reason we lost. But yeah, that four seed, we're right there. if we can just take care of business, I think we can have a really, really good shot at getting that four seed and you know, playing. I think if we get the four seed, you play a number two from that northern region. So you know, and that's something we need to strive for. We don't want to settle for, you know, a six or a five. You know, we need to be, you know, shooting as high as we can and you know, finishing as high as we can in the region.
Coach, I'm always interested in the progression, and especially when you go into the postseason where it's a one-game tournament. Progression throughout the year, I think, is probably the most important thing to look at. Comparing now to the beginning of league play, I mean, have you seen enough progression to be happy with where the team is at right now?
I feel kind of like that's a loaded question, I guess. No, I'm not. You know, I know you didn't do that on purpose, but I just look at it as, I'm happy in some aspects. I'm not happy in other aspects. You know,
sure.
I wish we could be a little smarter at time. You know, higher basketball IQ. But on the other hand, I see a lot of young guys that are stepping up and giving us some really, really good minutes. And when we sub some guys in off the bench, we're not losing a whole lot. You know, and in some areas we're, you know, maybe gaining a little bit more. And I don't know, it's kind of a wash when you sub guys, you know, at least, you know, two or three of them. And you know, overall, you know, I'm happy with how hard my team's worked. There's been quite a few games that I feel like we, you know, should have won had maybe we've made a few different choices on the floor. But you know, I'm happy with kind of where we're at right now and the path that, you know, we're giving ourselves the opportunity to take, if that makes sense. But you know, it's like we talked earlier. You know, if we start get a little confidence build up in our offense and start playing how I know we're capable of playing, we can hang with anybody. And even though the record might not say that, but I really believe that we can hang with anybody and give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, and I definitely feel this year going into the state tournament, we are going to see a team, maybe a 3-4, maybe even a 5 seed, someone's going to cause some sort of problems in the bracket. There's going to be some chaos based on a team that's a lower seed based on the fact that the parity has been so great. I truly believe that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I could see a Providence Hall going into the state tournament and upsetting a few people. I could see an Emory, you know, out of that region there. What are they sitting right now? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
You know, I could see them going in and catching fire. And if Emory starts shooting the ball well, not many people can run with them. I can definitely see one of these lower seeds. I'm going to even mention us. You know, we get our shooters going and get our swag back on offense a little bit, like I know we can. You know, we could throw some upsets out there, and it's going to be fun to watch. So,
well, Coach, I always look forward to the conversation. Always enjoy it. Thank you again for taking time for us here today on the show, and best of luck as you guys close out the season next week. Hopefully we can get you back on before the state tournament.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for everything you do.
Always my pleasure, Coach. That's Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbondino Boys Basketball Squad taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment. More local high school basketball talk is coming up. Again, if you missed it last night here on KOL, the Emory Spartans atop the North St. Pete Hawks on the road, picking up their first road region win of the season. And it came at the perfect time for this team. Kyson Stilson was named player of the game. And if you missed that interview, it's coming up here in just a moment here on Drive Time Sports.